Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We welcome in right now on the Fan Headline, on the Fan Hotline, presented by Nemacolin. Around every corner, Nemacolin creates real-life magic for guests. Matt Clement joining us here, former big leaguer, fantasy football expert, Matt Clement. Hi, Matt. How are you?
Doing well. I got an good end of this baseball season coming, and a couple interesting races and a couple teams that looks like the Yankees and Padres are in major trouble right now. So interesting, the big money teams struggling to get in.
Yeah, you know what? Before we get into everything else, we were just talking about this Kiermaier thing a couple minutes ago. So the catcher from Toronto drops his wristband that has all the charts on it. Kiermaier picks it up and takes it back to his dugout. Is this – and I don't get where Kevin Cash apologized, who is Kiermaier's manager. Is this gamesmanship? Is this above board? Is it out of play? What's the situation here as you see it?
Well, I'm from the era where – I'm pre-wristband and thing inside your hat and like a quarterback scorecard on your wrist. So that is actually really humorous to me to see that whole incident happen, because I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Not the catcher so much, but like when the college pitcher is looking at their belt buckle before they throw a pitch, I don't know how you ever get in a rhythm to pitch that way. So I don't know. Kiermaier's kind of a throwback, and I you know, he's somebody I could see doing that. I don't know. The manager is just going to apologize to save face in the middle of a pennant race, and probably to ease tensions if that matchup tends to happen in the postseason, whatever the case may be. I think that's just a damage control apology, in my opinion.
But this is an opportunity. I would think anyway. If I were Kevin Cash, I'm going to put myself in his shoes. Matt, you tell me what you think of this. I would use this as an opportunity to maybe build a little something. We're already divisional rivals, right? And we may see you guys again in the playoffs. And guess what? We got your cheat sheet. So just remember that. Keep that in the back of your minds. And if you want to escalate things over the next couple of days, well, then go ahead and escalate things, and we'll see if we get to settle things in October. Because I look at it from the perspective of, that's your stuff. Take care of your stuff. Don't lose your wristband sheet.
My only counter to that would be, I would, and I don't know this for sure, I am sure, but I would guess there's about 5-6 versions of that cheat sheet, because the way people try to steal signs and pick up signals and all the stuff that's going on in MLB to gain an edge, I'm sure there's different signs and different things that they'll go to first on a different set of signs and different number combinations, odds, evens, hundreds, 200s. So I guess yes, you could use that as a thing, but I think that Tampa on the other side doesn't want to, you know, wake the sleeping dog here, or the bear, you know, kind of in a sense, like let's damage control this. We might see them, because I think it looks in more advantage towards like Toronto being like, okay, that was a garbage move. That was cheap. That was, you know, whatever the case may be. And that's just going to give us more motivation if we get you.
Yeah, for me, it's okay to say nothing sometimes. And I'd have just absolutely said nothing. I'd have just said nothing. That's it. And just walked away from it. Not nothing is this. Do you hear about producer Matt? He keeps just crushing it at fantasy football for us. Travis Kelce's going to end up being the best pick of the year. Thoughts here for all the fantasy football people.
Producer Matt's hot, man.
He's our leader.
He was quick to He was quick to tell me he was 2-0, and I think that maybe, you know, instead of asking me fantasy questions, you got to roll him on this show right now and, you know, and get his opinions on this stuff.
He texts us, Matt, in the middle of the afternoon, like, hey, I'm thinking about this move or that move. And Colin and I are both literally just like yeah, whatever you want to do.
We're good with it. Go ahead with it.
Yeah, you're the man.
How are your plays? How are your – of the 32 teams that you have in fantasy football, how many did you win and how many did you lose this week?
I never really look at the total because sometimes it's disheartening. I'd be quick to say I was undefeated if I was. Not undefeated. More wins than losses. I'm sensing a common theme with my teams. I broke one of my cardinal rules for drafting and rolled Josh Allen out. I was too tempted in the Josh Allen getting digs early and teaming with Josh Allen early. I usually don't take a quarterback that early unless it's a huge value. And it showed those teams where I went that way. You know, with Allen having that rough game against the Steelers and an okay game against Miami, the people I passed up are coming back to haunt me a little bit. Teams are surviving, but the teams I didn't do that with are rolling along pretty hard right now.
All your leagues the same, like, standard scoring, Matt, or do you have, like, some PPR rolled in, some different defensive specialist kind of things? What do you have?
Almost every I don't really care for leagues that aren't PPR.
Of course.
That's Bush League stuff.
So it's small teams.
They're PPR leagues. Some of them have, like, different bonuses, like right. 300 yards you get a bonus, long yeah. touchdowns you get a bonus. And some of them do have ridiculous defensive team scoring things that I think are dumb, but you got to adjust to it.
So is Aaron Rodgers back or not? That's the question. Is he back? Or is it just the Lions?
It seemed that way, and I thought the Lions play. I don't think it was the Packers just being okay as much as the Lions have put up a pretty good fight against San Francisco the first week. And, you know, I think people were real quick to say how bad Jared Goff is. And Jared Goff was in the Super Bowl. You know, he's not a bad quarterback, and he looks good on that team. He likes to throw short passes. He's throwing to two good pass-catching running backs and probably one of the most up-and-coming tight end that's not known or thought of as an elite tight end in Hawkinson. So he's in a pretty good system with a coach that's going to play conservatively, and that's probably going to help him out. And, you know, I think Aaron Rodgers is going to be just fine. They just need to get that first win under the belt and, you know, having your running back, you know, go for 41 fantasy points helps your team look pretty good too.
Former big leaguer Matt Clement joining us here, Fan Morning Show. Okay, why do you keep insisting on texting me about this 86 Mets documentary? Did you love it so much? Did you think it was so, entertaining? Tell me why you loved it.
I just think it showed a different side of baseball. I guess one of the things that I was really amazed about is you knew those guys were crazy, but right. then it took another level of crazy right. on that show. And probably my like of it so much, that was my favorite team growing up. I remember walking into sixth grade class in McQuiston Elementary School after the ball went through Buckner's legs. And ironically, I was so excited about that. And as years went by and I became a big leaguer, that became like a, you know, I always kind of a fear of mine. Like, I don't want, man, if that ever happened to me, that would be so awful. And, you know, or giving up a 500th home run to somebody, a major moment in MLB history. So, and I felt bad for him in that moment. And, I think it was amazing that they were able to have the lifestyles that they have and still win. But, you know, as a young kid, not off the field stuff, but like Strawberry and Doc Gooden were two of my favorite players, as a young kid. And, a little different perspective after seeing how they lived their life in that documentary.
All right, let's go. How many players can you name from that team? I have the roster up right now. How many? Give one guess on a number and tell me how many you think you can name from that Mets team, from the 1986 Mets.
It's like name that tune. Come
yes,
on.
Yes, come on. How many?
I think I can definitely get 15.
Oh, okay. Let's go. Wait, 15.
Do it.
Let's go.
Do
it. Go slow so I'll chart them. All right, go.
Okay. Gary Carter.
There you are.
Ed Hearn.
Hold on. Ed Hearn, yeah.
Ed Hearn.
You're good. Ed Hearn. He goes second. Ed Hearn.
Immediately goes deep for Ed Hearn.
All right.
I'm going on the position.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you're going catcher.
Keith Hernandez.
Keith Hernandez at first, yes.
Tim Tuffle.
Tim Tuffel. Yep. Tim Tuffel at second base.
Lee Mazzilli was in that utility there. Danny Heap was in that utility.
Oh my God.
Rafael Santana was a shortstop.
Yes.
Ray Knight.
Uh-huh.
Mookie Wilson.
Yeah.
Len Dykstra. Strawberry.
Of course, naturally.
So there's your position players that I'm going to remember off the top of my head to start.
Yes. You didn't name.
Well,
okay.
Yeah. And George Foster was on that team before.
He was. Yes. Okay, continue.
So, you're up to 12.
So, and then we got Doc Gooden.
Yeah, sure do.
Bobby Ojeda. What's his name? Rick Aguilera.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Radio
guy. Come on, TV guy.
We got Roger McDowell in the bullpen.
We do.
We got Jesse Orozco in the bullpen.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
But I'm missing two starters, and that's really making me mad right now.
Second base.
Wally Backman. Yep. Wally Backman.
Wally Backman, yes. Okay.
I go Tim. How do I go Tim Tuffel before Wally?
Right,
I
don't know. Right. He's up to like 30 guys.
No, you nailed the whole starting lineup, I think.
You're missing a starter, a real important starter.
Oh, Sid Fernandez.
Yes, and another
and one other guy. One other guy still associated with the team.
Oh yeah, and I got it. Ron Darling.
Yes, is that all you got?
Is that 19? I think you got
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. You just named 20 players on that team.
You damn near named the entire roster.
Oh my gosh! So you missed Rick Anderson. You missed Doug Sisk.
Magadan.
Randy Myers was on that team.
Magadan, I should have got. Magadan.
Kevin Mitchell, Matt. Kevin Mitchell.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, that was. Yep. I was thinking. I knew there was when Mookie came back from getting hit in the face in spring training. Somebody had to. And Kevin Mitchell was like one of my favorite people on the documentary.
And Kevin Elster.
Yes,
Kevin
.
Elster. Remember when Kevin Mitchell
and Randy Myers actually, ironically, when I got called up was in San Diego, and he was one of the first people that gave me some insight onto this on how crazy that crew was. So I should have got that too. But
well, I was just going to ask you, have you ever played with anybody, because you just missed each other by a couple years, have you played with anybody who played with Dykstra? Because I can imagine the nail stories are just otherworldly.
Well, the only person I did, which is a major player, Curt Schilling, I played with, and never... you wish you could go back and talk about that stuff. That would be something I wish I would have pulled up in conversation with Schilling to hear, because I thought he was pretty entertaining, to say the least, in the documentary.
Yes.
I thought his stories, I think one of the things that really stuck out to me and probably why I liked it so much was you expect Dykstra to just be a jerk.
And
in the documentary, his love for those other players, even including like the person who had the opposite lifestyle as him, Gary Carter, his love just came out of his voice and his words when he was talking about those guys and how great they were, even if they weren't anything like him as a person.
Nobody cares. You named 20 players off the top of your head. That's the most important part. Was Kevin Mitchell the guy that caught the ball barehanded down the line that one time?
Yep.
That was in San Francisco, though. That was after they traded him after the season.
Oh. Well, was at Three River Stadium, though?
Was it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think so.
I didn't know that.
All right. Great stuff today, Matt. See what we do when we have fun? There we go. Matt Clement. Matt, we appreciate it. Next time, we're going to ask you to name a random National League team from the 80s and see how many you can get. So join us at 7 o'clock next Wednesday. Thanks, Matt. We'll talk next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
That was kind of incredible. I could name a lot of those guys once I started rolling. I probably could have got 12 to 15.
I would have been around.
The pitching staff would have got me.
Around 10. Kevin Mitchell caught that at Busch Stadium. I don't know why I thought it was Three Rivers.
I remember him just kind of overran it and like kind of reached back and got it.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.